Attention, the mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Lord and Master shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after. And to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower. For it's mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah, rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in golden scribe. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn. But our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn. We come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Left and Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shahid. And once again, war is on the horizon, my friends. As many of you are aware, neocon warhawk John I Am Bat Dung Crazy Bolton has infiltrated the Trump administration. If this isn't the biggest slap in the face to our beloved military servicemen and women, I don't know what is. Seriously. Trump placed John Bolton as a top guy over this nation's security. That should send chills up your spine and raise the hairs on the back of your neck and arms. Our good friend, Johnny O'Boy Bolton, has been directly involved with the turmoil in the Middle East since the 1980s. We say Iran-Contra scandal. You don't believe me, look it up. He's right there. He's a key instigator for the wars we have participated in Iraq, Syria, Libya. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Saudi Arabia's war with Yemen, we'll include that, and is now threatening Iran or any nation that Israel sees as a threat. So the question is, who does this guy really work for? Because clearly he doesn't work for the American people. He even states it in all the documents trailing John Bolton in his career. He clearly doesn't speak for the American people or has the American people's best interest in mind. So we'll just take a peek into John Bolton's career, and you'll see exactly what I mean. But before I do that, I would like to encourage you to donate to this network by simply going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking the donate button in the top right-hand corner of the screen. That will take you to all the different ways you can contribute to this network, either by mail, PayPal, credit card. It's up to you. But please do, if you can afford to, spread the word, all in, voice your opinion. Most importantly, contribute if you can. So, back to Mr. Bolton. I'm just going to read just some brief footnotes in Mr. Bolton's Wikipedia, that sanitized version of the truth. But since it's commonly used and commonly sought after as facts, according to some people's standards, we'll use that real quick. So, Mr. Bolton attended Yale University, earning the BA, graduating summa cum laude in 1970. He was a member of the Yale Political Union. And if you can imagine Yale's political leanings, you can already think of the type of person he's indoctrinated to be. He earned his justice degree in 1974 at Yale Law School, where he shared classes with his friend Clarence Thomas and was a contemporary of none other than the infamous Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham. So he wrote in his Yale 25th reunion book, "I confess, I had no desire to die in Southeast Asian rice paddy. I consider the war in Vietnam already lost." So it goes on and says, "By the time I was about to graduate in 1970, it was clear to me that opponents of the Vietnam War had made it certain we could not prevail. And I had no great interest in going there to have Ted Kennedy give it back to the people I might die to take it from." Now, that is a mind-blowing statement in itself for Mr. Bolton. So there we can see, from his own words, that he was a chicken neck. He didn't like war, supposedly. Not only that, he felt that, you know, the Vietnam War, the interests that were driving the Vietnam War were wrong in the fact that, you know, they didn't have a clear strategy of so-called winning the war. And he says directly, "Ted Kennedy will give it back to the people I might die to take it away from." Let me continue. Here's an interesting little footnote. Bolton was instrumental in derailing a 2001 biological weapons conference in Geneva, convened to endorse the UN proposal to enforce 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. I quote, "U.S. officials, led by Bolton, argued that the plan would have put U.S. national security at risk by allowing spot inspections of suspected U.S. weapon sites, despite the fact that U.S. claims not to have carried out any research for offensive purposes since 1969. Now, what does Fort Detrick, the base there, what is it known for? is that base in the U.S. not known for biological weapons and storing biological weapons? Didn't military-grade anthrax come from Fort Detrick? If I'm wrong, I mean, please do correct me. So they're not. So according to John Bolton, they haven't carried out any research for offensive purposes since 1969. Does anybody really believe that? Because I don't believe it at all. Let me continue. In May 2012, Bolton gave a speech entitled "Beyond the Axis of Evil" in response to President Bush's State of the Union address. In it, he added three more nations to regroup with the aforementioned rogue states: Cuba, Libya, and Syria. The criteria for the inclusion in this grouping were state sponsors of terrorism that are pursuing or have the potential to pursue weapons of mass destruction, or the capability to do so in violation of their treaty obligations. So the original Axis of Evil speech that President Bush gave, Mr. Bolton says, hey, that's not enough. We need to go a little bit further when we're talking about the Axis of Evil. We're going to include Cuba. Doesn't that sound like reminiscent of the Bay of Pigs, that whole debacle? Or debacle in the Bay of Pigs, in the Kennedy era. I'm sure he was alive then. In high school or college, having wet dreams of bombing Cuba and attacking Russians. So Cuba, Libya, and Syria. So what's happened? We've actually attacked Libya and attacked Syria. And this was times during democratic rule and President Obama with the Syria thing and Libya. Continued on with Trump also. But so basically this guy has been writing foreign policy and national security policy since the 80s. And this snake has been slithering around between all the administrations from the Reagan administration all the way up until now. How can we put the same players in position of power who have led us to foreign wars of conquest, have destroyed the military family? Same people, recycled over and over again. So another interesting little footnote from the great source of Wikipedia. I mean, I don't know if they attend to, I don't know if they can scrub everything and make it clean and make it seem nice, but they throw little tidbits in every once in a while for people to consume and really question. And one of them happened to be Bolton has spoken in favor of people's mujahideen of Iran, also known as MEK, which the U.S. Department lists as foreign terrorist organizations. So the U.S. State Department lists the MKE, the Mujahideen of Iran, as a foreign terrorist organization. And look who is supporting these guys. It was outspoken right out in front for these so-called political faction, which they say is an armed Islamic group with Marxist leanings. John Bolton supports these guys. Doesn't that sound familiar? What happened in the Arab Spring? Now, Arab Spring was during the Clinton administration, not the Clinton, the Obama administration, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's Obama administration thing. And if you notice in the Arab Spring, what was it? It was political opposition to the ruling parties. So the U.S. State Department and other NGOs would support rebels, really, so-called terrorist organizations that U.S. State Department has listed as terrorist organizations. They fund them. They support them. They give them weapons. They give them bomb-making materials. They give them biological agents, I'm sure. to overthrow these governments. Look at what happened to Libya. Man, as quiet as it is kept, Gaddafi and Saddam both said on the international for the international press that we have nothing to hide. Come in our country, expect our weapon facilities. We don't have weapons of mass destruction. Or even prior to being invaded, they would give up their military means to combat invasion. They give them away, and especially in Gaddafi's case. Hey, you can destroy these weapons. Take these weapons. I'm not looking to do anything. I just want to rebuild Africa. Come in. You know, I challenge the Americans to come into Libya and say that we are killing our people and we are creating, you know, weapons of mass destruction. I challenge you to do that. But instead of accepting the challenge, cowardly U.S. politicians and foreign policy war hawks like John Bolton says, I forget that. We've got the weapons. Let's just go and attack them, get rid of them, and call it a Arab Spring or a revolution or Muslim states or looking for democracy, fighting for democracy. Which brings us to as a side note, we're looking at John McCain. This guy is taking pictures with known terrorists and smiling with them and supporting them and giving them money secretly, just leaving the United States, going there and supporting these terrorists, known terrorists. But no repercussions for John McCain. No repercussions for somebody like John Bolton. They get elevated in status. They get looked at as the great policymakers. The guy, I've never picked up a gun, gone to war and see the atrocities that happen in war. But this guy is willing to make policy to send our men, women, and sometimes children. Because you're 18, you're nothing but a child at 18. You're just a child who happens to be an adult of adult age. You don't know what's going on in the world. 18, 19 years old, 20 years old. But they will give you a gun and rifle, get you over there, and get you killed, maimed. And once you come back from war, serve your country heroically, you get treated like trash, like third citizens here in the United States after you fought for your country. And this SOB, John Bolton, wants to send you back there. So, let me continue on with a couple little footnotes, side notes about Mr. Bolton. So, Iranian Americans openly refer to the MEK leader, Masoud Razik. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly. It's not a big deal. But they call this leader the next Pol Pot of Iran because they believe he would conduct wholesale massacres of his political opponents. And that same leader that the Iranian Americans are against, this man, John Bolton, is for. So on January 25th, 2011, John Bolton drew a standing ovation at the MEK conference in Brussels for support of the MEK, giving a speech in which he backed the MEK's legitimacy and the notion of removing it from the list of terrorist organizations. So this is how John Bolton operates. He enlists so-called rebels that are deemed terrorists by the State Department. He enlists them in his conquest to overthrow these governments, these sovereign nations in the Middle East. And all this hype about Iran and Iran is a threat and Iran is a threat. Can anyone name the last time Iran has gone outside its own borders and attacked another nation? I'll give you 2 pennies if you can do that. And when we get back, I'll play an interview from Mr. Bolton. and we'll see what his ideas are. Back in a moment.
And examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
About our fun-loving compadre, John Bat-Down Crazy Bolton. So before I jump back on John's case, I'm going to take a caller from West Virginia. Kevin in West Virginia, good evening, and what's on your mind?
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. First time listening to you and first time speaking to you. I like what I hear so far. I want to speak to you about Bolton for a minute. I know he's a neocon. I know he's a war hawk. Mm-hmm. And I know he's the progenitor of one of the main architects of the Iraq War. What I don't quite get at, and what I'm perplexed with, is could Trump just be surrounding himself with people like Bolton, with people like the CIA director, Bloody Gina? I'm wondering if he's surrounding himself with these people to just make it look good to be intimidating to Kim Jong-il before this meeting that they
Right.
had.
That is a good insight or a good observation, Kevin, because as you may know, that Mr. Bolton doesn't like North Korea either. So, yes, it could be a ploy. Now, Mr. Trump, obviously, he's a successful businessman, and his tactics aren't conventional by any means. And I do believe he has some sort of secondary plan. And, in fact, I feel like sometimes he puts these people around him to gather the information that he needs in order to later prosecute these people for their crimes. Now, will that ever happen, per se, in his presidency? Maybe not. But I think it allows us as the American people to actually have a debate about these people openly and actually challenge these type of people that are being put in these key positions. Now, I don't understand his logic by doing this, but I can only hope that he's trying to save himself and his presidency by catering to the deep state in one regard, but then in the other hand, doing a sleight of hand type of thing and, you know, setting them up ultimately for their fall. For instance, like the executive order he passed in, I believe it was late December, was it early January, talking about the pedophiles and, you know, people or organizations that are you know, going against the American interests. And how he would seize all their property and their wealth, and so on and so forth. So I think he's playing a game, and it seems dangerous, but at the same point in time, it's been a year and a half. I mean, I personally think there's war coming. What do you think is going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months?
I think we're in some dire. I see dark times ahead. Not only, you know, with war. I honestly feel, you know, I keep hearing, you know, the black unemployment's down, the stock market's up, and all of this, but yet I see stores shut down left and right.
Sure.
I think the economy's falling, and I'm hoping we're putting people in key positions to pick the pieces up for when it does crumble.
Okay. Kevin, can you hold on? We'll take you through the break, and I want you to finish up your thoughts, and when we get back, is that all right?
That's perfectly fine.
All right, we'll be back in a moment.
It's bad, you know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Welcome back to Left to Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed, and I love my producer. He, like, for some reason, knows exactly what type of music I want to hear when I want to hear it. And that song, Cult of Personality by Living Color, is exactly what's going on in today's political theater. And if you really listen to that song, it tells you what we see. This is this administration right now is a cult of personalities. That's all it is. And John Brennan is at the head of that cult of personalities. Big tough guy. He wants to be a hero. Lead the nation back to prosperity by war. And all the nonsense that he thinks is going to help us get out of debt and out of the clutches of a globalist. But I'm finishing up with Kevin in West Virginia. Any final points you want to make about our situation in America and maybe your thoughts on the future?
One thing that comes to my mind is this whole thing that we're dealing with right now and censorship. You know, people, you know, for an example, Alex Jones and InfoWars being lawsuits going against him for his free speech. Until we put aside our petty differences, and I'm talking about racism, class warfare, you know, everything that I think is petty, you know, until we can put that aside and actually unite, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. Until we can, we will never have our revolution until we can put aside the petty little differences. You know, it may be a good thing that I can't see, that I'm blind, so I can't see color. You know, maybe in my eyes that's a good thing. But I can tell you I do have a vision, and my vision is not a utopia, but to strive for the rule of law, to strive to have a family that I'm proud to raise in this country. The way we're going right now, it's not good, and I don't want to bring a little one up into this world, the way that we're going right now. Yeah, I think Trump was the answer, but we got to keep his feet to the fire. We got to keep him straight and narrow, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but we can do it, though. I mean, we can get our country back. We just have to put our differences aside, be men, have a backbone, and stand up for one another. The poem, "To Whom the Bell Tolls," you know, they came from a neighbor, and I didn't stand up. They came from another neighbor. I didn't stand up for them. Now they're coming for me, and nobody's going to stand up for me. We got to have each another's back. We may disagree on things, but that's okay. That's okay. We just got to stand up for one another and stand up for each other's speech. You know, we may, like I said, we may disagree, but at the end of the day, that's the great thing about this country is we can agree to disagree.
That's right. And I back that sentiment, that statement 100%. And that's why I've been trying to tell people that I'm involved with, and when I'm on this program speaking my mind. When I first started this program, I started out trying to understand, you know, or trying to help people understand that the world is too complex for us to think that we as individuals can change the world as we see it. We can't do that. Our focus has to be on ourselves and our families and those around us, because that's all we see every day anyways. We don't know what goes on outside a 20-mile square radius of where we're at. We have no idea. We don't know the truth. We don't know lies. We don't know anything. But what we can control and focus on is ourselves and how we portray ourselves to the world and how your family dynamic is. That is the key. Once we focus on, just like you said, we focus on each other and finding common ground, we can change our world that is around us. But the first thing is ourselves and our environment and what we do locally. Because we can't help who the heck Trump decides to put in office, obviously, because Mr. Bolton, we all know he's a warhol, but yet he's in office as a national security advisor. We can't control that. But we can control who we elect locally and eventually statewide and eventually federal government-wise. Like, why is Chuck Schumer still in office? Why is Nancy Pelosi still in office? Why is Mad Max Maxine Waters still in office? Why is Lindsey Warhol Graham still in office? Why is Mitch McConnell still in office? Where does his support come from? His support aren't from his constituents. Matter of fact, I did a little thing on Paul Ryan on social media the other day, and I showed people where he gets all his contributions from. 95% of his contributions do not come from his constituents in Janesville, in Wisconsin, the people who were elected to put his butt in office. His support comes from private entities, NGOs, and other government or non-government organizations that fund these policies that we see here being enacted as far as foreign policy and stuff like that. It's not his people in Wisconsin. His people in Wisconsin are for more foreign wars. His people in Wisconsin are not for a $1 trillion deficit to add to the already probably $100 quadrillion deficit there is. But here it is. This is what it is. But like I agree with you, Kevin, 100%. I think it's time for a change, and it can happen. But we have to stick together and come together on common grounds. And I appreciate your call, Kevin. And I'm going to let you go on to the next caller. So I have Carol in Idaho. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Carol.
Hello, Abdul.
Carol.
Hello.
Carol.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Abdul. Yeah, you're such a blessing. I just appreciate your show very much. And I was inspired to call in because of Kevin and his comments. And I think it was wonderful, everything that he said about let's put our differences aside and such things as squabbling over race or whatever. And the reason I called, Abdul, was to suggest one more thing that we need to put aside, and that is religious differences.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll have callers, you'll hear them, and they'll say, well, you need to follow the King James Version of the Bible, or you need to be this and that and the other. I think our founding fathers were inspired very highly to keep religion out of it, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, we are all persons of faith. I mean, especially people that tend to gravitate toward truth networks like RBN. We're all people of faith, and that needs to be, because I think it was Benjamin Franklin said that this republic was made for a godly people, and it won't work for anybody else, you know? So that's very true, but I just want to encourage people to, whatever your religion is, whatever your faith principles are, that's great. And hold them in your heart, live them, but don't preach religion on air, because it tends to divide.
Sure, absolutely. And to your point, people forget that our founding fathers, they were scholarly people. They didn't just use one source for their dogma or for their position. They used a multitude of sources. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that had a Quran displayed in this house and spoke of the Quran highly in some of his speeches? But people want to sweep
that out.
I don't remember
that.
This is from my own research. This is the case.
Sure.
So people want to scrub that out at the historical fact of Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers. These people looked at all religions. And they looked at it, and you're right. They're like, hey, religion is great to have, but we can't have the religious dogma dominate what we're trying to do and establish here in America. Because they understood the effect of religion on people. They've lived that whole era. They're from that. Mm-hmm. They understood that. But yes, any final points you want to finish up with, girl?
Well, not only that, but religion as such, that churches, you know, have put down as their dogma rules or whatever, or the sacred books. None of that is necessary for our fight, because all we're doing is fighting for truth and justice. And so religion is not necessary. And so, that's what I would emphasize. Thank you so much, Abdul.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. So, before we get to our next caller, Fred, Michigan, I just want to just to reiterate what I see as issues that we face in America, and really doesn't have anything to do with anything outside of America. What Trump ran on was to make America great again and to put America first. That's what like Kevin in West Virginia said, we have to hold his feet to the fire. We have to challenge this president in every regard. In any decision he makes, we need to challenge it. That's our right. It is our duty to challenge it. And if we don't challenge it, we're going to suffer the same things and the same crap that we have done the last 50 years. So it's not just, oh, okay, I challenge him. Oh, I don't like war. Oh, I don't like John Bolton. No, let's challenge him on why we don't like John Bolton. Let's put his history out there for people to consume and understand. I just talked to this other person the other day who said they had no idea about who John Bolton was and what he and his standpoint. And this person was of my age. in late 30s, early 40s, and they didn't know who he was. It's like, how do you not know who John Bolton is and his policies? He's been part of the group that's been writing policy the last 50 years, or a darn near 50 years. All right, going to Fred in Michigan. Fred, what's on your mind?
All right, well, John Bolton is a signatory constituting member of PNAC, Project New American Century.
Yes.
So, in 1998, President William Jefferson, Georgetown Satanist Jesuit Clintonista, receives a letter 26 January, Project for New American Century, signed by Elliot Abrams, Richard L. Armitage, William J. Bennett, who's a Roman Catholic, satanic, Talmudic, Jesuit Jew liaison with the Vatican. William J. Bennett. Mm-hmm. He used to have a radio broadcast on syndicated Fox radio. It was called Morning America. And I was able to, crash his cast a couple times and vaporize a few of his brain cells. Jeffrey Bergner, John Bolton. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. John Bolton? How about that? Paula Dobryansky, mm-hmm. Francis Fukuyama, Robert Kagan, Zelmay Khalilzad, William Crystal. Well, you know who Billy Boy Crystal is, right?
Oh, Billy Crystal, that fun-loving guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Who wants to burn down the Middle East for the cause of Israel and his beholders.
The old head. Yeah, well, they're God's chosen folks. They just don't tell you what Tex Mars documents in his book, Holy Serpent of the Jews. Holy Serpent of the Jews, well, as, let's see. Who was that guy? Oh, man. The Hidden Tyranny. He was a close personal friend of U.S. Senator Jacob Javits. What the heck was his name? Oh, man. How could I forget his name? You know, the guy that said that our God is Lucifer. Harold Rosenthal. Here it is, 1976. Most Jews do not want to admit our God is Lucifer. Oh, okay. Well, I shouldn't talk religion now, should I?
Well, they're not talking about religion, these people.
That is their religion because they are God's chosen folks, okay?
Right.
And according to their holy high book, the Talmud, or the Talmud, they can engage in any kind of perverse sexual activity with three-year-old Goyim Gentile girls and 5-year-old Goyim Gentile boys. And this thing called Pizzagate, remember Pizzagate a couple years ago? There's a YouTube presentation entitled Pizzagate, Understanding Blood Libel, Jewish Ritual Murder Revisited. And it goes back a couple British historians, an American guy from Texas by the name of Harold Rome, PhD. Man, I wondered, you know, all my life, Holocaust, never forget, 6 million. Well, wait a minute, you know, where did this word Holocaust originate? It originated with Talmudic Sabbatean rabbis, or even way before the Sabbatai Zeb, 1666, these satanic rabbis would kidnap Goyim Gentile children and even monks, etc. And they would basically, you know, crucify, yeah, believe it or not, crucify. This was documented by the English government in the 1200s. And this goes back to 300 BC Carthage. Well, Holocaust is where they would dig a pit and they would create a fiery pit, an improvised furnace, into which they would cast their offering, their goyim Gentile blood offering, okay? And so the term blood libel was their defense, because this is our religion. You cannot prosecute for adhering to our religious principles. Well, guess what? In Rome, Italy, I never knew what a snuff film is, but in Synagogue of Satan, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, this was an October surprise of 2000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Rome, Italy police busted a snuff film ring, okay?
Right.
And, well, gosh, who would in their right mind would organize a snuff film? Yeah, the Rome Observer.
Right.
Talmudic Jew rabbis, pedophile rings.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this.
So, in closing, what do you think about the future with John Bolton? In 30 seconds,
I'm going to be practicing the art and science of spontaneous human combustion by telepathy. So I'm expecting that he will just spontaneously combust on Talmud Vision someday. Okay,
that's great. Okay, I appreciate your call, Fred, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brett.
And when we get back, well, Murray, Wisconsin, when we get back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Y'all not there? All right, let's get this thing moving.
Yes, indeed. Let's keep this train rolling. Welcome back to Left to Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed. I'm going to finish up with the a video clip from John Bolton and the Tucker Carlson interview. But before I do, Murren, Wisconsin, good evening. How are you doing? And what can you add to this conversation about Mr. Bolton?
Good evening, Abdul. Glad to hear you. Listen, people, thanks. Come listen to Abdul. Bulk up his audience. There's a chat room. Left to right. Lefttoright.tatango.com, and the right is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T, just as you would write a wheel or write a play, W-R-I-G-H-T. And I'm posting all these links in here, some of the things Fred said. But we are spirits, first and foremost. And like Al Whitney said, we can't trust the priest of health and law, but yet I had to kind of confront her in her show about her belief that the church is in control of your spirit. Can't trust those
right.
priests either.
No.
Especially.
No.
So anyway, religion is a man-made concept, and it's for control, and it's for destruction, not construction. So
that's right.
We don't need any earthly intermediary. You know, we're
that's
on
right.
a spiritual level with the spirits, the great spirits, the holy spirits. But what I wanted to really bring to your attention was the senior executive service. This is why people
right.
can't
yes.
be fired.
Yes.
This was started in 1978 by a very evil person named Christine Marcy, and it is coming to light.
Yes.
Abledanger.org, that's E-L. Her brother, Bill McConnell, runs that, and David Hawkins, and they've been trying to out this forever. She's right up there
yes.
with Hildebeest and all the pedo-Satanists.
Absolutely.
And I'm also going to put a link for the archives of Herzog, where he read Harold Wallace Rosenthal's interview with Walter White. That was January 17th and 18th, and I'll post them in here also. Lefttoright.chatango.com, W-R-I-G-H-T, and thank you. I'll get off speaking for your clip.
All right, I appreciate it.
One more thing about Bolton. I think there's something we're missing here. I was wondering why he was so put down in the media back in the day. He had said it wouldn't matter what happened with the UN. I think that's his foot in the door. He's more of a nationalist than a globalist, and that's what Trump's looking for.
And then besides that, they can rope him in and
give him enough rope to hang himself.
Exactly. I appreciate the call, Murren, and everything you do and all the efforts that you make. You're a wonderful person, and I appreciate you calling in.
I love you. Take care.
All right, take care. And thanks for a shout-out to Murren, that Chatango. So I'm going to finish up this clip. It's going to run through the end of the show. However, pay attention to what is being discussed in this interview. It is key. We must mobilize and combat these clowns that are being put in office by any administration. Thank you. Good night. And go ahead and play the clip. Thank you.
Ambassador John Bolton, a frequent fixture here on Fox, was at the White House yesterday for a personal meeting with the President of the United States. News reports, a lot of them suggest he could be the next national security advisor. So the following question is more relevant than ever. What does Ambassador Bolton think is the greatest threat to America today? Ambassador Bolton joins us tonight. Great to see you, Ambassador.
Glad to be here.
So it feels like we're moving kind of in slow motion toward a conflict with Iran and Russia in Syria. Do you think we are?
Well, I think that's one possibility. I think the Iranians have clearly gamed what they plan to do after the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate.
Yes.
I think they were thinking of it when our strategists were not thinking of it, and we're now suffering the consequences with Iran literally on Israel's border, flying drones into Israeli airspace. I don't think that's the really most dangerous aspect of the Middle East, though. I still think it's Iran's support for terrorism and its continued effort to get deliverable nuclear weapons.
Right. So obviously Iran was greatly empowered by the fall of Saddam. I think we, in retrospect, we can concede that. There haven't been any Iran-sponsored terror attacks in this country that I'm aware of in the last 25 years. There have, of course, been many, many, many sponsored by Saudi Arabians of the Gulf states and the Sunni Arab world. So why should we see...
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life. with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.